Am I the a-hole for not throwing my daughter an extravagant birthday party? My daughter Anna, 16 female, and I, 45 female, have very different personalities. I'm an introvert whose idea of a perfect night is curling up with a good book. She is an extrovert who prefers going out with her friends. She also grew up far more privileged than I was. I grew up in a cramped apartment in a poor immigrant neighborhood, while Anna and her sister have their own rooms, computers, and cell phones. Yeah, girl. So does everyone's parents. Everyone's parents grew up differently than that. Yeah. That's not really revolutionary. This seems to be the norm where we live. Yeah. But it's a big culture shock for me. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't, but okay. Our relationship has also been challenging due to our different personalities and upbringings. But things seem to have gotten more difficult since Anna became a teenager. We fight a lot. And though I, of course, love her, I often find her to be very demanding and entitled. Last year, Anna said she wanted a big party for her sweet 16. When I asked what she had in mind, she said she wanted something like the parties that her friends had for their bat mitzvah, mat oh blah, bat mitzvahs. Even knowing, look, I'll struggle through it, it's fine. Even knowing how extroverted she is, I was stunned that Anna would ask for such an extravagant event, which there's no way we could afford. Okay. After all, those kinds of parties cost tens of thousands of dollars. Of course, I shut it down immediately. This made her very angry, and we had a huge argument. I just literally cannot believe that she would ask for something so frivolous as an expensive party that only lasted a couple hours. For weeks, Anna kept begging to have a sweet 16, insisting that this was important for her to have a big party with all her friends for a milestone birthday. I got so tired of arguing. Is 16 a milestone birthday? Yeah, I guess. Okay. I got so tired of arguing about it. I feel like it's your first milestone party, really.
No, it's your first, and then I think maybe
50th is your
10.
last? Oh, you think 10 is your first?
Yeah, I mean it's not really big, but you know, when you go to the card section, you always see like it goes one, then like 10 or 16.
Okay. Well, I feel like 10 is more. I guess, yeah, okay, sure, 10.
It's more like a family. You don't have a big party, but
Yeah, because 10 is,
your family
you're still a child. I feel like
you got two digits.
16 is like when you're like, oh my God, I can now invite literally who I want. I now have a personality that I can like stand 10 downs deep in. She said she, so I got tired of arguing about it. Then I finally rented it and agreed. However, I explained that it was going to be on a budget. She said she understood and agreed. I was able to find a venue, the local clubhouse, a DJ, and went with Chipotle for catering. All of which she was okay with. I managed the process so that we could not go over budget. I was able to put it all together for around, okay, 1,500. Well, I guess I should have predicted this, but although Anna agreed that the party would be done on a budget, apparently it was not good enough for her. When we entered the venue on the day for birdie, it was clear that she was disappointed. The party itself seemed to go fine. At the end of the night, we drove home in silence, and I could tell she was upset. When we got home, Anna stormed off to her room without even so much as a thank you. The next morning, Anna laid it on me, saying that her cheap A party left her feeling humiliated. Humiliated in front of all her friends. I remind her that she agrees to my conditions, and she said that she would never have done it if she knew it was going to, if I was going to cheap out so bad. I told her she should be grateful that she even had a sweet 16 party, something I never would have dreamed to ask for my parents for. It's been a week and Anna has barely spoken to me. She's being very entitled, and my husband. Oh, okay, because she literally did not mention a man. So I was wondering, is she married? And my husband agrees with me. My other daughter says she understands where Anna's coming from. Am I the a-hole? I ain't gonna hold you. I low-key agree with Anna. Now, if I was Anna, I probably would have handled it differently. You said what?
I said, me too, Anna. That's the daughter.
Anna's the daughter, yes. Me Anna's the daughter. I agree with her. I'm so sorry.
I was confused because at first she said she approached her like, hey, what do you want to do? And then Anna said, well, I don't want to have a big party. Why didn't you then counter and be like, okay, well, this is our, we can do a party, but this is your budget, and let her be involved?
Girl,
rather than dragging it out and then, oh, okay, now I can have a party. But you didn't tell her everything. Like, yes, I'm mad. Like, why did you tell me this? So I'm thinking it's going to look at least decent. I come in here and it's the backyard.
It's a clubhouse.
Like, it's a clubhouse. Like, you didn't tell me that part. You didn't tell me that what, part.
It's a baby shower? A clubhouse?
Yes.
Where am I, 10?
You should have told me everything. No.
Oh, my God. No, it definitely does seem. She said she handled everything. So Anna didn't really see anything until she got there. So I, too,
and if
would have been annoyed. Like, I cannot imagine. Because I can stay at home. I could have stayed home. I would have rather stayed home and it's like, oh, I'm not throwing a party, I'm gonna wait till I'm like 18. I would have came up with a lie, okay? Because I cannot imagine bringing my friends out to a clubhouse with Chipotle. I don't even eat Chipotle in my real, well,
okay, you know what, I give Chipotle because that's a fight. 16, like, y'all still whatever, cool. Like, if we have to, at least we had the food.
But you knew she wanted an extravagant birthday. You would have at least done, like,
I think it was the decorations. I feel like she was okay. Well, all right, mom, okay, we got the food, okay, the fact that we're doing it, okay, you got a location. But I don't think she should have went in with the decorations. Like, you could have made anything look real nice.
You could have, and that's what I think. Because if you was gonna do cheap, but you know, here's the thing: you can do cheap if you know how to decorate and you know how to style. Yeah. But if you don't, if you know you don't know how to style and you don't know how to decorate, you can't do cheap. You know what I'm saying? You can't do cheap. So you gotta know. So you should have known, like, oh, or got a friend, or got like a very cheap designer. Yeah. Skip the DJ, got Bluetooth music or something. Save that budget for someone who knows how to budget correctly. Yeah. And then, because what I'm thinking is just like a clubhouse with no lights, no decorations, just tablecloths. And
she didn't do anything to that clubhouse. Put a band up.
Because it seemed like she seemed like her and then at the clubhouse at the same time.
Because the mama said numerous of times, me and her don't think alike. Like, we have different personalities.
She
so
said
then,
that.
Why would you not involve? Why would you plan?
Why would you not? That don't even make no sense. If you know that she doesn't, because I have a niece. So me and my niece have actually very similar. You would think that my sister says she's just like you, right? So we have very. So she'll send me like looks and ideas. I'm like, yes, I'm with it. I know. Like, I feel like I know her style. She knows my style. We're there. But I can't imagine doing something and I know we have different styles and different personalities and different vibes. You know what I'm saying? Like, that don't even make no sense.
Oh, go ahead.
Because the fact that the sister agrees with her as well, like the other, her younger and a sister, but you're, that's how you know.
That's like giving a present to somebody that you know they don't like it.
You just, girl.
And then you're saying, well, I don't know, well, what you should be having that I gave something. No, it's more to it than that. You should give
it
something
is.
That you know that that
it
person likes.
Because you could just give me cash off of that. That was the thing. She probably would have preferred the $1,500 in cash than a raggedy party.
Exactly. I agree with Anna.
Because at least she could have, you know, got some clothes she wanted, been stylish, like, oh, She could say anything to her friend. She could just be like, oh, my mom really wants us just to have a private dinner. She's not really into it. Like, she could have said anything. So the fact that you said that you can give her a party and then gave her a cheap A party. Anna's quotes.
A gathering.
A hangout. Oh, my God. Did my lights just go out? Oh, it did. That's crazy. The fact that you did that, was it dead? Hold on. Oh, it is dead. Okay. Well, this is our last. Good thing this is our last one. Yeah, you are the
Yes.
a-hole.
It
And
was
girl, I don't know why you even tried her like that. That's so crazy that you even knew that. I'm
And
disgusted.
then she tried to gaslight a lot. I mean, look, she could probably very much be entitled, but that has nothing to do with how you treated her in this raggedy party.
But her definition of a title is having her own phone and computer. Girl,
Right.
that's.
And her entitlement had nothing to do with how you terrorized, I mean, destroyed her party.
Ruined her life. Like, imagine her memories now, because she's gonna, the only time she's gonna forget it is when she's like 21 and has a 21 party.
Going to school. Remember when we was at that whack party that Anna threw?
They are
Y'all
gonna,
throw that
oh my
Anna
God, it keeps going
party.
up. My life keeps going up. Okay, well, yes. They're like, yeah, remember when Anna's party was so, with that that cold Chipotle? Oh my God.
Decorations. It was just like, why are we
Was
here?
just tables and a DJ, a local DJ that was just there. Oh my God, that's not crazy. Yeah, girl, you could have, yeah, you are the a-hole. You just had dinner. There's so many things you could have done differently than that. Like, took her to a nice restaurant and just did that. Because if you was gonna, I promise you, if she knew that she was gonna do that, she would have said no thank you to the party.
Want to say no.
She would say, oh, you can just give me, how much are you spending for the birthday? I'll take that money, thank you. Okay,
Yes.
well, my life keeps going on, child. Well, I guess, well, here we are. Well, you are the a-hole. And yeah. You know, RIP to Anna, love her. Shout out to Anna. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're recovering well.